Welcome to NHL Draft Class. Adam Kimmelman here, as always, with my colleague Mike Morial. Mike, how are things in Little House of Coffee Land?
Everything is going good, Adam. We are rocking and rolling this morning. We're getting ready for a great guest. Warren Stubbs going to join us momentarily, but everything is going well. And, you know, we finally have some dates, Adam, right? And we know about some tournaments that are upcoming. Obviously, the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, they started their playoffs April 26th. They're going to run through the 16th. They're in the semis right now. You know, one semi is set. Val-d'Or and Chicoutimi, we're waiting for the other, semi to be established. We know the Western Hockey League, the season is concluded. And the OHL announced the end of return to play plans for 2021. So a lot going on there in the Canadian Hockey League. And of course, the Clark Cup is in full swing. That's going to get going this weekend, the Chicago Steel against the Fargo Force. So we'll be looking forward to that, of course.
Yeah, a lot of A-rated guys there and a lot of A-rated guys of the World Under 18 Championship. We just finished that. And we're going to have Goran, the Director of European Scouting from NHL Central Scouting, to talk about some of the players in that tournament. But Mike, Canada won its first gold medal since 2013. They beat Russia in the final. Sweden finished third. And a lot of the talk of the tournament was guys for the 22 and 23 draft, Shane Wright, Connor Bedard, Matt V. Michkov. But there were a number of guys for the 21 draft that really stood out. And, you know, Nikita Chibrikov from Russia, he was 13 points in 7 games. He was the top scoring 21 draft eligible player. Mason McTavish led Canada with 11 points in 7 games. It was an entertaining tournament.
Yeah, it really was. And you know, congratulations to Canada and what they were able to accomplish. Dylan Gunther, a player, you know, he plays for the Edmonton Oil Kings in the WHL, had 4 goals, 7 points in 7 games. Highly skilled kid. I mean, he showed it in this tournament. Brant Clark, a defenseman, so mobile, a plus 12. He had 2 goals, 7 points in 7 games in this tournament. Clark is expected to go top 5, top 8 in this draft. Corson Kuhlmans, the defenseman from Brooks, a goal, 7 assists, 8 points, a plus 11 in 6 games for Canada. And as you mentioned, Adam, Mason McTavish, I thought, had a fantastic tournament with 5 goals, 11 points, a plus 10. And he actually wore the C in Shane Wright's absence at that one point in the tournament. So, but you're right about these kids, future kids, right? The, you know, 2022, 23, the way they were able to play and produce points. Bedard was just unbelievable. 7 goals, 14 points in 7 games. Doesn't turn 16 until July 17th, but was able to do so much. And I know he had 12 goals and 28 points in 15 games with Regina in the WHL this year. So some real solid players at this tournament. You mentioned a few of those players from Russia that had great, great tournaments. Nikita Chibrikov, 5'10", 170, an A-rated right wing who we expect to go top 15 in this draft. Some exceptional names. And then for the U.S., I know they didn't medal this year, which was a disappointment for them. But of course, Sasha Pastusov, who was a guest of NHL Draft Class just recently, had a decent tournament. Adam, 5 goals. He led the U.S. with 5 goals and 8 points, a little over, I believe it was 26, 27 shots on goal in the tournament. So he was the player that led the National Team Development Program U18 team this year in points with 52. So it was nice to see Sasha come up big for the United States in such a big tournament.
I would say coming on the show was as good as winning a medal. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. But let's turn to Goran Stubbe from NHL Central Scouting, the Director of European Scouting for Central Scouting. Goran, thank you for joining us today on NHL Draft Class. How are things?
Very well, thank you. Waiting for the summer.
Yeah, we all are. That's for sure, Goran.
Well, it will be a very special summer with a lot of hockey, I think.
Yes. Yes, a lot of the tournaments are coming back, so that's great to hear. Some dates are in order, so it's nice to finally get back to some normalcy for sure. I'm curious, though, Goran, can you speak to how challenging a season this has been with getting in the required number of viewings that, you know, you and your staff need, the video sessions, in an attempt to create the international players to watch?
Well, of course, it has been a very special and a difficult season for scouting, mainly because the scouts have been, it has been very difficult to travel inside Europe, a lot of restrictions, a lot of quarantines. And then, of course, there have been no international tournaments, so it's have been very difficult to compare players from Russia with players from Sweden, Czech players to Finnish players. But fortunately, there's been a lot of games on TV, and we have been watching a lot of games on video. And I think the ranking we are sending in, it looks pretty okay now when we have seen them play, the prospect play each other at World Junior Under 18.
Yeah, it was nice that we got that U18 tournament in. I know a lot of scouts are there watching that, so that was good to see. But, you know, looking at a few of the players who stood out at the U18s, born right-handed D, you know, Aleksi Heimo Salami of Finland was named the top defenseman at the tournament. 8 points, 6 assists, 7 games for Finland. I know he was a C-rated player in the March players to watch list. Is this a player you expect to move up the ladder after his performance? And what do you like about him?
Well, he's one of the prospects who have really improved this season. And of course, he will be at least a B on our next ranking. He had a great tournament. Then, of course, it's another question. Was he the best defenseman in the tournament or not? But that's a lot of politics involved in that. But he's a good player and he has improved a lot.
Goran, sticking with the under-18s, I wonder what you thought of Nikita Chibrikov, the A-rated forward from Russia, and how much that tournament might boost the opinions on him from NHL scouts. 13 points, he was the highest-scoring draft-eligible player. He also made his KHL debut this season, 16 games with SKA St. Petersburg. He looks like a pretty good skater, nice hands in tight, good shot. What have you seen and your scouts seen from him this season?
Well, I think he's more or less a classical Russian forward. He's skilled, he's fast, he has good hockey sense, he is full of surprises. He's an excellent prospect and by far the best Russian prospect this season. Very good player.
Hey, Goran, at about the time COVID hit last year, left-handed center Atu Rati was really highly regarded from Finland. He was projected to go top 10, perhaps even top 5 at the time. Is he still in that range? What's your take on Roddy? And you know, I know that he was pretty exceptional for Finland at the 2019 World Junior Championship, but failed to make the team, you know, this past season. What's your take on Roddy and where he's at?
The talent is still there. He just had a tough season. It was a tough season for him because a lot of exceptions on him. People were really hoping that he will go high in the draft, and he won't do that. And I don't know if that affected his game, but then also he made the Karpat League team. Karpat is one of the top clubs in Finland, has been so for many years, and they had a tough season. And when you are a young player in a team, in a struggling team, it's not easy to play up to your own standard. I still think that Rati will be a hell of a good player, and he just had an off season.
So let's stick in Finland for a minute. Samu Tomala, I want to get your opinion on him. He made the all-tournament team at the under-18s, was a point-per-game player in the Finnish Junior League. He played in Liiga this year. He looks like a player with a real nice presence in the offensive zone, strong skater, nice release on his shot. What have you seen from him when you've watched Samu?
This is another guy from Karpat Oulu, same team Ratu comes from. They're producing a lot of good players. Puljujärvi is one guy who's also from Karpat. And Tuomala had a really good season in the Finnish Junior League. And I think it was good for him that Karpat didn't rush him into their league team. He developed very well, having a big role on the junior team. He was playing on power play, regular shift. He was playing shorthand. And this is a guy with a lot of good hockey in him. And what I really like about him, he's the guy who can score the big goals.
So Sweden had a nice tournament at the U18 score. And how would you rank the A-rated players that you have on the players to watch? I'm talking about forward prospects William Eklund, Fabian Lassell, Isaac Rosen, Oscar Olsen, and Simon Robertson. You know, what are their strengths, and where would you kind of have them on your draft board?
Well, William Eklund is more or less a complete player, even if he's not very big, but he has the skills, he has the attitude, and he just loves his hockey. He's living for his hockey. That's the kind of guy who goes out and makes ice in on the backyard so his kid brothers can practice, and he goes out and plays with them. He's just a great, great player. And he played regularly with Djurgården in the Swedish league. Had a tough season because he was hurt. He missed World Junior because of Corona. Then he had an appendix operation. But every time he came back and played well, he's a real talent. Fabien Lucelle, speed star, great skills. Likes to go for the net. He's also a sniper, a good scorer. Then we have Rosén, great skater, very good puck control, very good competitor. He competes hard on every shift. Oscar Olausson, perhaps not a star, but a strong skater, solid, reliable in every game. And Seymour Robertson, good size, good skater. All these guys are very good products of today's Swedish hockey school. I'm sure they will all play in the National Hockey League in 2 or 3 years. But for them, as for many other young Europeans, I do hope that they stay in Sweden for at least 1 or perhaps even 2 years in order to develop. I think many of these young stars, when they get drafted, they are too hungry, they want too much too quickly, they sign too quickly and move over too soon. And that hurts their development.
So one other player that I'm sure is going to need it, you know, another 2 or 3 years in Sweden is Jesper Wallstedt. He's one of two rated A-rated goalies on the players to watch list. What is it about Jesper that separates him from most of the rest of the other goalies in this year's draft class? What makes him so special?
Well, he is the best goalie prospect from Sweden for many, many years. He's a great competitor. He's quick. He reads the game very well. And he is young, which has already a lot of experience. He was in and out with Luleå in the Swedish league, in the senior league last season. Experienced guy. And he is at present, he's in a class of his own among goalies in Europe.
It's kind of amazing, right, that we've never had a Sweden-born goalie taken in the first round of the draft. So to have Wallstedt in this category, in this conversation, is kind of unique. And it's exciting, I would imagine, for Swedish hockey. Usually Finland's, right Adam and Goran, Finland's usually the goalie factory. So I guess in some ways it's nice to see a Sweden-born player, you know, taking the reins as far as goalies go, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, in my opinion, why the Finnish goalies were so highly ranked for many, many years was that Finland was actually the first country where the club teams started to work with the goalies. All goaltenders had their own goalie coach, and that gave Finland a kind of an advance. Now Russia is taking over, and the reason for that, I have to say it as a Finn, is that Russians are using Finnish goalie coaches right now.
Yeah, that's really a neat story. But continuing on the back end here, Gordon, is Sweden defenseman Simon Edvinson, what a size on this kid, 6'4", 198. Is he the top international defenseman at this point, and why? And who would be the next closest international defenseman on your board after Edvinson?
I don't know if you can say that he's close to anyone, but I think this is a player who could be the next world star coming out from Sweden. He is really, really good. He has the size, he has the speed, he has the hockey sense, he's a leader on ice. I think he was probably the best prospect at World Junior under 18.
So, Goran, one of the other names that jumped off the page of the under 18s was Danila Klimovic from Belarus, the forward. He's been on the international list as a player to watch, but, you know, 6 goals in 5 games, he certainly opened some eyes with his play. Some of the flash in his game, but, you know, how much can this tournament help him as far as, you know, in the eyes of NHL scouts, and maybe boost him a little bit from maybe a guy who questionable if he's going to get drafted to a guy that you're wondering, could he go, you know, in one of the lower three rounds?
Well, it has been difficult to scout him properly. He played in a rather weak local league in Belarus, but he scored a lot of points, so we knew that he's a good player, but we didn't knew that he was that good as he showed at World Junior under 18, and I'm pretty sure that he will go in the top three rounds.
Did he do something different in Texas that maybe you and your scouts didn't see during the season when you watched him, or was it more about, you know, he played the same way in Texas that he did in that lower league in Belarus?
Well, as I said, it's the league he played in was not very good, and he was outstanding there. He scored a lot of points. And the question was, is he that good also when he plays on a top level? And he was.
To wrap it up here, Goran, you know, I have to ask you about the future. We're always looking ahead here in NHL draft class, and Russian winger Matvey Michkov goes about 5'10", 159 pounds. The kid just turned 16 in December, not eligible until the 2023 draft, yet he's named MVP of the U18s. Now, I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, sometimes there's a little political aspect of this that's brought into the tournament, but this kid was unbelievable. 12 goals, 16 points. I just wanted to get your thoughts on one of the youngest yet most dynamic players of the entire tournament.
Well, what else can you say that is great for hockey that we guys like this just pump up more or less from nowhere? And he's an exceptional talent. He's great with the puck. He has everything needed to become a star. And we just hope that he will keep on going in the right direction until his draft year and then for many years to come, because what we need in hockey or any sport, that's the stars. And he's going to be a star.
Well, I'm sure we're going to be asking you about Michkov and many other players for years to come. Thank you, though, Goran, for joining us on NHL Draft Class today.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Goran Stube from NHL Central Scouting, the director of European Scouting, for chatting with us about some of the top European prospects. And Mike, he was really high on some of those Swedish players, especially Simon Edvinson, the defenseman.
Yeah, big kid, right, Adam? 6'4", 198.
Must be nice.
Yeah, if you got a player that size that can skate as well as Edvinson, you know, showcased in the tournament, and, you know, in the games that I watched him, he was effective early on in the tournament. Maybe it looked like he was a little gun shy in what he needed to do to be a solid, you know, player for his team, for his country. But I mean, as this tournament went on, you saw a lot of confidence. You saw a player that had the ability and has the ability to one day play in the league. He's got that long reach. His gapping was great. And his skating for a player of that size, I thought was exceptional. Very mobile. He's got a strong shot too. You know, and I like what he was able to do for Sweden in this tournament. Of course, he plays in the Swedish Hockey League for Frölunda, which is a factory over there in Sweden. So they've produced a lot of good hockey players, including Rasmus Dahlin, who plays for the Buffalo Sabres, of course, on the back end. So Edvinson is in that long line and group of prospects who will come over to the NHL one day and probably be very effective. And with that size, he's going to be too hard to pass up, perhaps in a top five. This is a draft that's real deep defensively, but there are a few good centermen and forwards in this draft as well, Adam. And it was interesting to hear what Goran had to say about Atu Ratti, huh?
Yeah, he's a guy who, if you go back, you know, a year and a half, we were talking about Ratti as, well, he's absolutely going to be the number one pick in the 21 draft. There's no debate. And now, you know, the debate is, will he be a top 20 pick? not the year anyone kind of envisioned for Ratti. He didn't make Finland's World Junior team. He's not going to play in the World Championship. He scored 6 points in 35 games with Karpat and Liiga, and there's some question marks about him. But, you know, again, as Goran said, the talent is still there. You know, where the disconnect is, at least in the mind of scouts, I'm not sure. Maybe there's a little bit to be said for putting too much pressure on himself as an 18-year-old, just trying to live up to all the hype. But, you know, look, talent's gonna find its own way. And there's no doubt that Atu Ratti is a very talented player. And now it's just a matter of getting the right focus to go from NHL prospect to potential NHL player.
Yep, absolutely. This is a kid that, I would imagine the last 2 years, he's been on the radar of scouts. So the kid does have talent. You know, he's going to go possibly somewhere in the first round. And in a season as, you know, unpredictable as this one, particularly with prospects in the draft, some leagues on, some leagues shortened seasons, it's going to be interesting to see where Ratti ends up going, Adam.
Yeah, and sticking in European hockey for a minute, the World Championships are coming up, and two of the top 21 draft prospects, you'll be able to watch them over in Latvia coming up here. Owen Power is going to play for Canada, and his teammate from the University of Michigan, Matthew Beniers, is going to play for the United States. So it's a little bit of a tradition for some of the hockey powers to take over, you know, their top prospect, you know, just to give them a taste of the pro life and get a chance to work out with pro players, with NHL guys. It'll be good for both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And oh, by the way, they are teammates for the University of Michigan in the Big Ten. They were each named to the all Big Ten, all freshman team this year. Outstanding seasons, you know, offensively for Matty Beniers and what he was able to do. Owen Power, great season defensively. And right now, Adam, I think a lot of scouts, and we had him ranked number one on NHL.com's top 32, which ran in April. Owen Power is number one in the rankings there. So this is a player that we expect to go top three in a draft. So congrats to those two players, and hopefully they have good tournaments.
And it'll be fun to watch them. This is going to be the highest level for both of these guys. They've played, you know, varying levels of international hockey in the past, but you're going to be in the mix with all NHL guys. So this is going to be a real test for them to see how they handle themselves. But look, we watched, you know, Power during the season at Michigan. We watched Beniers at the World Juniors. You know, certainly with Beniers, the World Juniors, he never looked out of place winning a gold medal.
No, he didn't. And, you know, it's these type of events, these type of tournaments that you want to see these players in, particularly when they have had these shortened seasons, you know, of college hockey. It was nice that the NCAA was able to get in a full, you know, basically a full season, if you will, to some extent, and to see these kids do what they're able to do. Obviously, Kent Johnson is in that mix too, right, Adam? Another A-rated player that played at the University of Michigan this year. Never before have there been three players from the same college drafted in the first round of any draft. So that's going to change this year. These three players are going to be drafted in the first round. It's just a matter of where. I think Owen Powell would probably be first on many draft boards. I think Matty Beniers is probably in that 5 to 15 range. Kent Johnson, of course, is in that 5 to 15 range too. Big, powerful skater as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what they are able to do in this tournament against men. Good for them to get in, and let's see what happens.
And there's going to be some biasy issues with them because they're going to be the last players that anybody sees in action before the draft here coming up on July 23rd and 24th. So they're going to have the last opportunity to make a statement for themselves.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. I think those players would want it no other way too, Adam. They want to go into that tournament. They want to showcase themselves just as previous players have done, in the World Championships, whether it be U18s or the World Championships, in general. So I think Matty Beniers and Owen Power are going to represent themselves very well here.
And we're going to continue showcasing some of the top players for the 2021 draft coming up here in less than 2 months. So it's going to be it's getting big time for the prospects. So, Mike, we're going to be talking more about these guys on a more frequent basis coming up here.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun, Adam. Can't wait.
Absolutely. Until next time, NHL draft class is dismissed.